Chapter 1, 14th of April, 1986. The four of them sat around the table, staring at the hamper.
"Who's it addressed to?" asked the commander.
William read the handwritten label. "Happy birthday, Commander Hawksby."
"You'd better open it, DC Warwick," said the hawk, leaning back in his chair.
William stood up, unfastened the two leather straps, and lifted the lid of the huge wicker basket that was packed with what his father would have called goodies.
"Clearly someone appreciates us," said DCI Lamont,
removing a bottle of scotch from the top of the basket, delighted to find it was Black Label.
"And also knows our weaknesses," said the commander,
as he took out a box of Monte Cristo cigars and placed them on the table in front of him.
"Your turn, DC Roycroft,"
he added, as he rolled one of the Cuban cigars between his fingers. Jackie took her time removing some of the packing straw before she discovered a jar of foie gras, a luxury way beyond her pay grade.
"And finally, DC Warwick," said the commander.
William rummaged around in the hamper until he came across a bottle of olive oil from Umbria that he knew Beth would appreciate. He was about to sit back down when he spotted a small envelope. It was addressed to Commander Hawksby QPM and marked personal. He handed it to the boss. Hawksby ripped the envelope open and extracted a handwritten card. His expression revealed nothing, although the unsigned note could not have been clearer. Better luck next time. When the card was passed around the table, the smiles turned to frowns, and the recently acquired gifts were quickly returned to the hamper.
"Do you know what makes it worse?" said the commander. "It is my birthday." "And that's not all," said William,
who then told the team about his conversation with Miles Faulkner at the Fitzmaurian soon after the unveiling of the Rubens painting, Christ's Descent from the Cross.
"But if the Rubens is a fake," said Lamont, "why don't we arrest Faulkner, send him back to the Old Bailey, and Mr. Justice Norse will remove the word suspended from his sentence and lock him up for the next 4 years?" "Nothing would give me greater pleasure," said Hawksby. "But if the painting turns out to be the original, Faulkner will have made a fool of us a second time, and in the most public of arenas."
William was taken by surprise by the commander's next question.
"Have you warned your fiancée that the Rubens might be a fake?"
"No, sir. I thought I'd say nothing to Beth until you'd decided what course of action we should take."
"Good. Let's keep it that way. It will give us all a little more time to consider what our next move should be. Because we have to start thinking like Faulkner if we're ever going to bring the damn man down. Now get that thing out of my sight,"
he demanded, pointing at the hamper.